Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Today, we mark a crucial day in the fight against a grave social issue, one that affects millions of children worldwide, as the world observes the World Day Against Child Labor, themed Red Card to Child Labor, a powerful call to action against this exploitative practice. First, what makes this significant is that this day anchors a revision of India's framework to combat child labor, including Article 24 of the Constitution, the Child and Adolescent Labor Act of 1986, which was amended in 2016, the Right to Education Act, and the ILO Conventions 138 and 182, which India ratified in 2017. It is worth pausing here to note that these legal and international commitments underscore India's pledge to protect its youngest citizens from the scourge of child labor. Now, let us turn to the realm of the economy, where a notable development has occurred. The World Bank's Global Economic Prospects report has upgraded India's growth projection to 6.6% for 2026 and 7.2% for 2027. Cementing India's position as the fastest-growing major economy. What makes this even more striking is that this upgrade comes at a time when the World Bank has cut its global growth forecast to 2.5%, the weakest since the COVID-19 pandemic, citing the Middle East conflict among other factors. Remember this number, 6.6% for 2026. A figure that highlights India's resilience in the face of global economic headwinds. Moving on to what this means for India's strategic position, we have a historic development in the sphere of polity and federalism. Assam and Nagaland have signed a landmark oil and gas pact, a tripartite memorandum of understanding that includes the center, allowing for joint exploration along their disputed border on a 50-50 revenue-sharing basis. This agreement is significant because it decouples the resource question from the boundary dispute, presenting a model of cooperative federalism in action. Note this carefully, the 50-50 revenue-sharing basis, a formula that could potentially be applied to other border disputes, promoting cooperation over conflict. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of another significant development in the field of science and technology. NLC India has tied up with CSIR SICRAI to extract rare earth elements and critical minerals from mine waste at Neyveli, a project that supports the National Critical Mineral Mission and aims to reduce India's import dependence on China. Crucially, this initiative highlights the potential for innovation in waste management and mineral extraction, areas critical for India's technological and economic advancement. Now, let us turn to the arena of international relations, where India's stature on the global stage is once again underscored. France has named India a top priority partner ahead of the 52nd G7 summit, which France is hosting, with Prime Minister Modi attending as a partner country, marking India's 13th appearance at the G7. This is a significant development, as it underscores India's multi-alignment strategy and its growing importance in global affairs. And here is something that surprises many students, India's ability to navigate multiple partnerships and alliances simultaneously, a testament to its diplomatic prowess. In another development, the Ministry of External Affairs has named Rudra Gaurav Shresht, currently the ambassador to Iran, as India's next ambassador to Turkey, a move that reflects India's ongoing efforts to strengthen its diplomatic presence globally. Moving on to the critical area of environment, a recent report by the Center for Science and Environment, or CSE, and Down to Earth, has flagged a pressing issue. The invasive lantana camera is altering tiger habitat and raising human-wildlife conflict, warning that rising tiger numbers alone do not mean healthy ecosystems. This is a favorite prelims fact, the invasive lantana camera, an alien species that is degrading tiger habitat, a reminder of the complex challenges in conservation efforts. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The World Day Against Child Labour is observed on 12 June, and India ratified ILO Conventions 138 and 182 in 2017. Article 24 of the Constitution bars child labour below 14 in hazardous work, while Article 21 enshrines the right to education. The World Bank's Global Economic Prospects Report projects India's growth at 6.6% for 2026 and 7.2% for 2027, with global growth at 2.5%, the weakest since COVID. The Assam-Nagaland Tripartite Oil Pact involves 50-50 revenue sharing over more than 1,000 square kilometers. NLC India and CSIR SICRAI are collaborating to extract critical minerals from mine waste, supporting the National Critical Mineral Mission. In the realm of international news, President Trump has nominated Jay Clayton as the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, overseeing more than a dozen agencies. In a separate development, Thailand's Princess Bajrakitiabha, the eldest child of King Maha Vajiralongkorn and a lawyer known for her justice reform work, has passed away at the age of 47. In sports news, India has retained its number one position in the ICC Men's ODI rankings, a testament to the team's consistent performance on the international stage. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Understanding these current affairs is crucial for both the preliminary and mains examinations, as they reflect the dynamic nature of global and national issues. Remembering key dates, such as the World Day Against Child Labour on 12 June, and understanding the implications of economic forecasts, international agreements, and environmental challenges are all essential for a comprehensive preparation strategy. Finally, as we reflect on the significance of these developments, it becomes clear that India's path forward is intertwined with its ability to address social issues like child labor, navigate the complexities of global economics and international relations, and innovate in science and technology, all while protecting its environment and promoting the well-being of its citizens. This complex interplay of domestic and international factors will continue to shape India's future, making a deep understanding of current affairs indispensable for any aspirant to the civil services.